Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks or months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com. Welcome back to Agency Highway. I'm your host, James Rose, and today we're talking with Matt Rodella. And Matt, oh man, so this is such a cool topic. I know I say that every bloody week, but first, thanks for joining me, Matt.
Hey, glad to be here. Super excited to talk to you about this.
Yeah, so I don't even know how it happened. I think someone shared Matt's group in my Facebook group, Grow Your Web Design Business, and your Facebook group is Turnkey Websites Blueprint, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so this sparked my interest, and I had a little dig around, and that's basically the premise is that it's like we all have clients, right, that just don't have the budget to build, like for us to build them a site. And, you know, what do? Do we go and send them to Squarespace and say, look, you're on your own? But Matt's got a really cool system where he's basically built a DIY platform for his clients so he can leverage that, you know, like it. I'm going to explain this really poorly, but that's essentially it, right? It's so for the clients that can't afford your work, you can give them a DIY platform.
Yeah, exactly. So you're basically taking out the actual development work part of the website development process, yeah. And you're giving them kind of a starter website on a silver platter. And the key on the back end is multi-site, right? To kind of automate it and make it easy to manage. And then if you can do that, then you can, you know, deliver hundreds of these websites to clients who can't afford your full, you know, full web development service. But, you know, the great thing is, these guys can grow with you, right? So they might not have the budget now to hire you for some of your higher end services, but you get them in your world, you get them on your platform, you get them to know, like, and trust you on your, you know, your turnkey sites. And then eventually, you know, hopefully with your help, with the help of your platform, their business will grow, and then they can later on down the road hire you for some of those higher end services, and maybe even eventually you can develop a custom site for them.
Yeah, that's huge because, yeah, like that's kind of the problem with saying go and build your own site on Squarespace or something is because then you're not helping them, right? They're not in your ecosystem. Right. So when the time comes, they might have forgotten about you or something. But if they're using your platform, that's really cool. So it's kind of like it's a bunch of work up front to set up a system that keeps paying forever. Like really, you know, you're doing your maintenance and stuff like that. It's not, Troy Dean likes to say there's no such thing as passive income. And I think it's kind of true, right? Like there's always going to be work, but you know, it's as close to passive as you're going to get, right?
Yeah. It gets pretty passive once you get the platform set up, and then really all you need to worry about is support and maintenance and all of that stuff. You can outsource or, you know, bring on a couple people to help you with it. And technically, you know, it'll be passive as enough as much as you can hope for.
Yeah, totally. And something you said when we spoke earlier, which I really like, is that it helps you get picky with custom work. So you were able to, with this like base income, it's a classic recurring revenue thing, right? Like when you know that you've got some money coming in every month, you can start getting more picky with your other jobs.
Yeah. And that was kind of the light bulb moment for me on why it's so valuable to look for recurring income projects or, you know, services is, you know, it's great to have the predictable income coming in, you know, that's definitely great. But it also, you know, I still like developing bespoke websites for people. And I still like, you know, going through the web design process. But, you know, when you have a nice, reliable, recurring income platform, then you have the freedom to, you know, like I said, be more picky with your agency customers, not be sweating, you know, trying to find the next client, because then you start to fall in the trap of just taking anyone who comes your way, right? Because you need the next project, and
totally.
And then you end up, you know, getting bogged down in your own work, because you're doing work on projects you're not excited about for customers who aren't ideal for you, and we all know that's not the place you want.
Yep, I think we've all been there. I've definitely been there many, many times. It's definitely nice to be able to say no. Like, it's a really good feeling. So that's an epic benefit. So right. So you obviously are now running a course and a Facebook group to show people how to build their own DIY platform. But what I want to dig into is you doing this in your own business first, right? Which was Tech Site Builder, was your own version. Matt's not just going and showing people how to do this. He's actually done it and built this little business previously, which I want to dig into. So, because if someone's going to come listen to this episode and want to build their own thing, they're going to need to know sort of, I don't want to talk about how to build it, because that's like obviously a huge, huge thing.
We'll be here a while.
Yeah. But just like a general idea of how it works, how you marketed it, like you obviously niched it down. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I'll go through kind of the story of the creation of Tech Site Builder, and then that'll kind of cover a lot of the points you mentioned there. So, I started out as an IT consultant, doing IT consulting work. So, helping people with their backups and network security and stuff for home users and small business users, and that's what I was doing for a little while. Before I started seriously focusing on websites. Once I decided to start seriously focusing on web development and stuff, I still had this huge community of IT business owners that I had become friends with and networked with and got to know. You know, there's podcasts in that community, there's blogs in that community, and I was a member of all of that stuff, and people got to know me. Once I started focusing on web development, I was looking for a way to still hang out in that crowd and serve those folks. So it kind of fell in my lap where there was this guy, this podcaster in that space who was selling a theme, basically a WordPress theme with videos that walk you through how to install and configure the theme. And he called it Tech Site Builder. And he was getting out of the podcasting game. He wanted to offload Tech Site Builder. He knew I was focusing on web development. So he's, hey, do you want this WordPress theme? Do you want to take it on and do what you want with it? And I said, sure. So I bought it for a few thousand bucks from him, the theme and a couple hundred users that had purchased it. It was not a recurring thing. So the people who purchased it once, I think he was getting overwhelmed because he sold this theme. People paid a couple hundred bucks for it. And then he had to support it forever, basically.
Yeah,
and he wasn't,
it's like a liability for you at that point.
Right. So as soon as he asked me about it, I already had in the back of my mind, I got to figure out how to turn this into a recurring thing. I got to, you know, I think it'd be cool to do like a Squarespace type of thing for this niche. But I had no idea how to do it. So, you know, fast forward a year later, and finally, after doing research, after trial and error, after just experimenting, I finally figured out how to put together this kind of turnkey website recurring thing that was automated. So I didn't really have to be involved in the provisioning of the website. Someone could sign up, pay, they get a website, they can start building it all without me needing to be involved in that process at all. That was my goal. Because I had so many other things going on, I didn't want to be, you know, setting up site after site for these guys. So that was the goal, and that's what I eventually accomplished a year later. This was about 3 years ago, so I've been running Tech Site Builder now for a little over 3 years. And so it's built on WordPress multi-site. At the time, I had to kind of cobble together some plugins and some custom code to get the automation part working. I was using some of WPMU Dev's plugins because they have some good multi-site compatible plugins in their ecosystem. I was able to use some of them, but they didn't do exactly what I wanted to make the process as smooth as I wanted. So I threw some custom code in there, and that took a while to figure out. But eventually I had a good solution. Since then, though, there have been a few good plugins that have been released that we can get into that have kind of made that process a whole lot easier. So now, you know, you can set up a turnkey website platform without really needing to do any custom code.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
Yeah, if you have the right host and the right kind of configuration of plugins, you can get it going pretty much out of the box.
Wow, that is super cool. Yeah, I would have thought there was definitely a bit of extra stuff that needed to be done. So, man, WordPress is just getting crazy, how much stuff there is out there. So, yeah. is the payment system on WordPress as well?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, wow. Got the whole thing.
Everything, the whole experience is all contained in the one multi-site installation, which is really great because most, managed WordPress hosts consider multi-site as one WordPress install. So you're not paying for, you know, multiple installs like you would if you had multiple single WordPress installations. So that's kind of the cool thing, is it considers that one multi-site, just one WordPress install, and you could have hundreds, thousands of websites in that one.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Have you run into any trouble with hosts like that?
Well, I've heard of trouble. Luckily I started on WP Engine, and they're, what I found is they're probably one of the best hosts as far as this is concerned, turnkey multi-site, as far as their compatibility with multi-site, but also their performance when you start getting hundreds of subsites. But some of the users in the Facebook group have been trying other hosts with mixed results.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard that Flywheel don't do multi-site. I could be wrong on that one, but I don't know.
No, Flywheel does do multi-site, but there's one part of the process, the automated process, where if you're one of your users wants to map their own domain to the website, you have to then go in to the host and map it in the hosting panel.
Oh, snap. So, yeah.
There's like a disconnect there. But
so you want this to be automated.
Yeah. WP Engine and Cloudways are the only two hosts that I know of that work with the domain mapping plugins to automate that whole back.
Awesome. All right, cool. Because I love Cloudways as well. It's a great host. I'll link up both WP Engine and Cloudways in the show notes. Yeah. So maybe a brief overview of like how big this system is, like how many, what kind of plugins are we talking? If you're happy to share that information, and yeah, just like not, I don't want to go into everything obviously, but like just a general overview.
Right. So a couple of the key plugins are the big one that just came out the last year or so. It's called WP Ultimo. And that is kind of the missing piece of the puzzle that I wish I had back when I started. But that basically, it's built for turnkey websites. So it facilitates the onboard, the signing up process, the payment process of the thing. So, you know, it creates the form that the user can fill out and pay. And then when they pay, it provisions a subsite from multi-site for them, and it automates that whole part. So that's probably the must have plugin in this whole thing is WP Ultimo. After that, you know, I'm in the Beaver Builder camp. So I use Beaver Builder and Beaver theme. Because here's the key, the agency version of Beaver Builder is multi-site compatible and white labelable. So you can totally theme Beaver Builder to make it seem like it's part of your platform on multi-site, and you can show or hide modules and stuff. And it's fully GPL, which some of the other plugins, page builder plugins are not.
Yes, a lot of people get a bit cranky about that kind of thing.
Yeah, because where that comes in is some of those that aren't GPL compatible, you need to pay for an individual license for each subsite in your multi-site. Ooh,
yeah, right. That's a big deal.
Yeah,
cool. All right, so obviously there's a whole lot more to this. So if someone wants to learn more just about this, all of this, should they go to the Facebook group, or is there a website you want to send them to first?
Yeah. You know, if you're a Facebook user, then definitely the Facebook group is a great place to be. And you could just search turnkey websites in Facebook and it'll be the only one that shows up. And then if you're not so keen on Facebook, which some people aren't these days, then you can just go to turnkeywebsitesblueprint.com. And that's where I have like some blog posts I've written on the topic. I have a free ebook that kind of goes into all the plugins and stuff that we talked about.
All right, cool. No, that's good. So that's obviously only the first step there, right? So we can build this platform that people can come in and build their own websites. So how did you grow Tech Site Builder? Because you said it was for IT companies, yeah? So right. Do you think that's an important first step is to have a niche? I just tried to combine the Australian and right. American version.
Stick with what you know. I'll say it my way, you say it your way, and then we'll cover all the bases. that's like the first module in the course is finding a niche, because that's super important. And in retrospect, I think that's what helped make Tech Site Builder as successful as it was because it was so focused on just a narrow niche of website users. I think that's important because, first of all, there's, you know, Squarespace and Wix and WordPress.com that are kind of catering to the general market. If you can, you know, speak specifically to a niche and say, hey, I have a website platform that's built for you. We've got, you know, content examples. We've got, you know, stock photos that work for you. We've got, instructional videos and stuff that'll help you as a, you know, dog walker or a hair salon owner or whatever, then that's what kind of helps market it, you know, without you really needing to market it. Cause, a lot of my customer on Tech Site Builder are guys who of course can't afford to hire a full-time web developer. But they've also tried Wix and they've tried Squarespace and they've been frustrated because, you know, they don't know how to make the template look good for a computer repair shop. They don't, you know, they want just some simple stuff and they're getting the kitchen sink thrown at them with all these other platforms. So they like my platform cause it's built for them. And so that's definitely the big key. That's really helped. Other than that, you know, I haven't done any, like ads or anything like that. I'm a big fan of content marketing. So I write blog posts. I have a podcast that's focused on IT business owners. And then every now and then I'll do an odd webinar or I'll be a guest on another podcast in the industry. But other than that, and a Facebook group. Facebook groups have been really, really key.
This is for IT businesses?
For both, actually. For IT businesses and for the turnkey course.
Oh, of course,
For the IT business, the Facebook group has been great because that's where you can get a bunch of like-minded people together talking, and then your happy customers will go in there and talk about your product on their own, you know, if they had a good experience. So I don't have to do any marketing in there. I just let people talk. If someone asks about a website, someone will chime in saying, oh, I love Tech Site Builder, blah, blah, blah. Damn. And it's a great kind of, organic marketing.
That's so good. And look, another example of picking a niche and specializing. It's like literally every episode this comes up, I think, maybe except for one. Like, it's just, I don't know.
People still resist it because they feel like they're putting themselves in a box or they're going to be missing out on stuff. I feel people still resist it, even though they hear all the time that it's kind of the way to go.
I'm going to actually link that up in the show notes, why specialize. I think I've got a part of one of my blog posts, why specialization doesn't cut you off. So I'll link that up in the show notes as well, because that's an important thing, I think, because I had that exact same mindset at some point, you know, where I was like, if I go and specialize in something, then like, I'm going to cut off all these other industries, but it doesn't happen, you know, like, for example, even Content Snare, which is our platform for getting content from clients. We focus that on digital agencies and web designers, right? But we have people that are using it to collect information for events. We have people using it for, So like conferences, what else is there? Like mortgage brokers, like all kinds of stuff. Nice. They still know that it can work. It's just, and yes, okay. Sometimes we do have a question like, oh, does this work for mortgage brokers as well? And it's like, well, yeah, because they see we're very heavily niched, right?
Right.
But
yeah. And hey, you know, I have, other types of websites on Tech Site Builder. So, every now and then I'll get a customer in another industry who just heard about it from their IT guy or something, or sometimes some of my IT customers have like a side business in a totally different industry. And they're like, can I just have put this on Tech Site Builder? And I'm like, sure. And it works fine because it's really just a generic theme that just happens to have some stuff catered to IT businesses. But yeah, so when you focus on a niche, you'll still get the occasional people from outside your niche, and you can bring them on if you want, or you don't have to. But
the key is it makes it so easy to speak to those people directly in your marketing, which I'm broken recording again here. I do it every time, so we don't need to go into that. But I just had a random question that just came to my mind. When someone, let's say you want to migrate someone out to their own custom build, are they able to take what, like their site that they've built and create a whole new instance from that, from their multi-site instance?
There are ways to do that, but I don't do that. What I do is I can provide them the WordPress export. So it'll, you know, export the content from their, you know, their pages and posts and stuff. But because, you know, I use like specialized plugins that, you know, I have the license keys to and stuff, and there's some custom stuff going on there, it wouldn't work to spin it out to its own WordPress instance. I mean, when you sign up to Wix, can you take that website with you when you leave the platform?
Oh, absolutely not. But I was just wondering, like, maybe you could, like, if they came to you and said, can we, like, build our own site now, that maybe you'd be able to pull it out and then create their own website on their own hosting or something. But obviously a bit of work in it. That's all right.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think we've, like, because that's pretty much all I wanted to cover, like, with the marketing. And my other question was going to be, what do you do that Squarespace and Wix don't? But that, you've covered it. Like, it's in one sentence, basically, like content examples, themes that are specific to that industry, stock photos. That's cool. I didn't even think of that, having like a library or something that they can choose from for their site. Yep. There is so much you can provide once you have a niche that you can provide for. And then, like you said, you're doing a podcast, you've got a Facebook group. So this is just a market that you've built up over time.
And then just the one other thing I want to touch on is the, you know, the website platform is just, it's almost like a tripwire product. It's like we said before, it's what gets them in the door. And then I have what I call concierge services, which are like, you know, the upsells that I offer. And they're always there in the dashboard, so the customers see them, and then whenever they want, it's for things like SEO, you know, blog writing, and we also offer like a site setup concierge, so we set up the site for them.
That's cool.
You know, always there, so people can just click on it and order it, and we make a good chunk of our income from the upsells, the add-ons.
Oh, that's awesome! So you cover all this in the course, I assume. Yeah, brilliant. Awesome.
Yep.
Okay, so when did you transition from, like, when did you go, this is a successful business, Tech Site Builder, now I want to show other people how to do this as well?
It was, you know, basically my entrepreneurial journey is all about things kind of falling in my lap and I just take the ball and run with it. So it was not a really like a conscious decision. It was, I was talking about Tech Site Builder to other web developers, and they said, "Oh, that sounds cool. How did you do it?" And I, you know, tried to explain, but it's kind of involved, right? You can't have a conversation and explain how to start a turnkey website.
Yeah.
So they're like, "Well, what, you know?" And they encouraged me, like, "Hey, start a course about it. You know, we want to learn how to do it. We'll pay you." And so that's what I did.
Boom. Easy. That's like,
it's great, right?
Yes, and it's like, I don't know. It's just like the best story, right? When people are like, I want to know how to do this. Can you please teach me?
Yeah,
like,
I want to give you money.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. Yeah, cool. So how long ago was that?
So I started the course early this year. So I do like the intake system where I do intakes every now and then. And I've done two intakes so far, just wrapped up the second intake. Probably by the time this podcast goes live, we'll be ready to be getting ready to start our next intake. It's pretty new, but so far the feedback has been great. People are loving it. It's great to see people take it and start to build out their platforms and have success with it. So it's really exciting. You know, the courses are kind of a new thing for me. But it's something I've always wanted to try, and so I have something to try it with now, and it's so far it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And that was the reason I wanted to have you on, is because I saw people talking about it and the feedback was pretty bloody positive. So I was like, wait, what is this? I've never heard of this before, and did my research, and now you're here. So
yeah, right on the ground floor. We're just getting started.
So. Yeah, that's so good. All right, so I don't think, and is there anything else you want to cover about that before I dig into the final questions?
No, I think I covered all the main pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah,
the plugins and the upsells and the add-ons and
yeah, the benefits. Yeah, it's I don't know. Like, it is such a cool idea that I just never even thought of doing. So yeah, hopefully some people listening to this can sort of take this idea and run, and well, not run, go to Matt's group. Well, because there's obviously so much more to this and so many things you've learned in the process that you can deliver through the group and through your course. So I will drop
those
and
that Facebook group has been great. Like, even for me, I've learned so much from the people in that Facebook group. It's been a godsend, because just, you know, the collective hive mind of everything people know, and everyone, and people are so active in that group. A lot of movers and shakers in there, so it's been a great experience.
Yeah, already. and that's another thing that sort of drew me to it. I was like, how have I not heard about this? All these people I know are in this group. But yeah, it's the same as our group. Like, oh man, it's the best source of knowledge and like questions, just getting things answered like all the time. So, and seeing what people what their biggest questions are, so we can help. Like, it's awesome. Anyway, it's actually a question I normally ask at the start, but it would have kind of broken up the flow, so I didn't ask it. But what's the best thing that's happened to you this year?
The best thing that's happened to me this year, I would have to say the launch of the course, because that's something I'd been thinking of doing for the previous year. And I'd been, you know, putting together the outline and then putting out some blog posts and then, you know, getting busy and then coming back to it. And so finally to have a project that you've been working on and thinking about for a long time to get it released and out into the world, and then people, you know, reacting positively to it, is always a thrill.
Such a good feeling. Yep. It's like when we released Content Snare, it was the same kind of thing. It was just like, oh my God, this is so good. Yeah. All right. So what would you go back and tell Mini Matt just starting out on this journey, whether it's the agency journey or the turnkey thing?
Let's see. I would say, you know, stop getting distracted. Because it's funny, like, there's no way I would have known what to focus on when I started. So I had to kind of try different things to see what worked. But if I had this foresight, I would go back and say, hey, just focus on turnkeys, because that's going to do really well for you. So it's hindsight is 20/20, right? You can tell yourself to do something you know will be successful, but at the time there was no way you would know. So just, you know, I guess a general advice is just, you know, focus on something, but focus on the thing that you're getting feedback from people that they want. Cause I know a lot of times people will focus on something they think is great, but then they put it out they spend all this time to work on it, and they put it out in the world, and then nobody wants it. And people talk about, you know, testing your ideas and figuring out what works. Definitely take that to heart, because I found that with the tech site builder and with the turnkey websites blueprint, is I build these things because people told me they wanted them and they were chomping at the bit to get them. And that's the best thing, because then you don't have to work as hard to market them, and word of mouth spreads super quickly. Yeah, so
absolutely. Awesome. All right. So what is your favorite piece of technology right now?
It's got to be WP Ultimo. It's that plugin has just revolutionized the turnkey game. So I'm loving it. And the developer is, I've been talking with him, and he's super friendly and super willing to take on advice and feedback. And he's still, I don't know if it's going to be happening when this podcast comes out, but he's still selling the plugin for just a one-time fee. It's not a yearly license yet.
Wow.
He's planning on changing that soon. But if it's still just a one-time fee, jump on it now, grab it. Even if, you know, you're planning on doing turnkey much later, or you're not even planning on doing it, but you think it might be something you'd like to look into, get the plugin now.
Yeah, before so it turns like
lifetime,
goes monthly.
The AppSumo lifetime yeah. deal, you know, you just got to get it while it's hot.
People go nuts for that shit. Yeah, totally. All right, awesome. So we've already covered it, but where can people go to find out more about you?
So they can go to turnkeywebsitesblueprint.com. I'm also just starting a new project with another fellow turnkey site creator. He's more of a developer, and I'm more on the marketing side. And so we're going to kind of put together this turnkey company that's going to produce plugins for turnkey websites, as well as a turnkey website blueprint training. It's very fresh. So there's, when you hear this, there's probably just going to be a landing page to, you know, gather emails and stuff, but check that out. That's at, keypressmedia.io. And the name of the company is Key Press Media, and we're going to, you know, we have some big plans in the future.
That's awesome. So you're going to become the shop where all the turnkey people can get all their stuff from, basically.
That's it. One-stop shop.
Awesome. That is really cool. So yeah, I'll link that up as well in the notes. Yeah. So thank you so much for joining me, Matt.
Great. It's been a pleasure. I love talking about this stuff.
And listeners, thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a review or share it with anyone you think will get something out of it, which is, I think, pretty much every web designer right now. So awesome. See you in the next episode.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.